This day 1626, the Orchard Yomi, there, Simich Sin Samach Beis, Sif Dalit, the Simich Shin Samach Gimel, Sif Beis. Dalit. Put the maze and the kever on his back, his face facing up. Cut him shiyoshiyosh and the person sleep. Yusham Mishon, it says Yusham, he says, Shetiba Yavuni Agabi, put me on my back. The person commanded who's putting me on my back. Lo Mave, Lo Yashem, not standing, not sitting. Lo Munach, Lo Shabin, Lo Shabin, not the head between the knees. El Kodim Shiyosh, like a person sleeping on Shom. Five of the ocean Shokhe Baltido, even though a person sleeps, supposed to sleep on his side. Lambs Yusham Mishom Tibar of Yirma, down from the screen, Zero of Yirma, I said actually to put him on his side when he's buried. When it talks about in the fifth paragraph of Basra, the guy to Rabbi Barchana, the Mesa Midbar, people die desi Isa Shok Barakadon says that they lay on their backs. Who's Mushkov Kidaka, who's lying the right way? Ragum Shotos, his legs extended, the other believe on his hands on his heart. If his hands are in his heart, then it has to be days longer his back. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu says he wants to lie differently to all Mason. Kamaram pegged out because she put the mile around also writes his face is facing upwards. Can he make a potion as to why it's because of Elisha, so one should not deviate. In the bracket says Ushami, Ushami, which allegedly says, put me on my back, the Torah brings it down. It's one of the missing Ushamis. Hey, yesh mekama shem. I think it's the shortest sif I've ever seen on Aruch Hashulchan. Yesh mekama shem nichas a meis rosh l'tzof and ragel of a dorum, place where they put the meis with his head towards the north and his legs to the south. Yesh e rosh l'marav, and the mizrach and some places head to the west and feet to the east. And Kmeiter says no specific preference. V'ya minah kein yasu kolam shaveh. According to minah, that's to treat everybody equally. V'losh nos meis meis, not to deviate from meis to meis. You don't bury two mason one grave. So he goes, Dolphin should cover up sleep, and there has to be a wall of a grave between the two of them. Clomar, Dolphin Shavar, meaning a wall of dirt. There's no specific measure to the thickness of the wall. I feel that Thomas shall acher ain't minichim a kever a mace, even the bones of another person, you don't put in the kever a mace. Can you look a mace, kever, shimura, shomas, Thomas shall acher, and similarly shouldn't put a mace in a grain which somebody else's bones are. But come ishim beno obidu sheng time gebrachar. However, you can bury a man with a son or daughter when they are children in one kever. Chena emin beno beno gitak time. So do a mother with her young son or daughter. Zaklau's general principle koshi yoshin imo b'chaim. Anybody who they would sleep with each other in lifetime. Enkbel nicham gebrachar sheng tani velo sheng dolim. There's no concern putting them in one grave if they are children with an adult, not if they're both adults. Grandchildren like children, this matter became b'nei bonos. Doesn't matter, grandchildren through the father, through the mother, lo shno, ben v'lo shtabas, doesn't matter the gender. Zayin, v'dad, the zeshkos time, the enchilu, ovi adovah, jirin kev, the kever, that which you wrote, there's no measure for the thickness of the wall between kibbalim. Kenil, lo shno, tuva, shohar, this seems such a case in the language of Torah, and shorach, v'chem, esmochas, perk, yugim, mosh, osu, rak, zebetzad, zed, the only osu, one next to each other. V'yisig, lo, achronim, as we saw the Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Chacham Tzvi, right? Shkos, the tzor, shishat, tfohim, and kev, kev, need six tfohim between kibbalim. Mabakeva gal kever she's part as we shall see when the kever is on top of the kever. We arrive mishlo babasa. Then we arrive from mishlo babasa dafkuf. The mochem makomas the kvarim bekuchin. Some themselves places in a kever in which are cut out catacombs. She tzarech abseh bekuch lekushi shetfachim. I ain't sure we need the separation between each catacomb six tfachim. Vanita mea I'm astounded. Lama lepisho ashir kmo bekever al kever. Why did they say that the measure is the same like one kever on top of another kever? According to Ram, wrote that the gap is supposed to be an arm and a half between the holes of the catacomb and Trump. He can't get a mechanic, that's okay. So that's okay. So we will see, we require 9 fucking. Zevadai, Eev Shalom Arkane, you can't say this, you're a kever beside a kever, chamumi kever, gav kever. That a kever next to a kever should be more severe than a kever on top of a kever. Mikuchin the Babasa and Ryland Yosati, so from the catacombs of Babasa, there's no evidence. They show a dark and meshach as man lakina, it's almost Mikuchin the Kabbin Makamacher. Because what they used to do is that over time, they used to gather the bones from the catacombs and bury them elsewhere. The Zeldin Likur Atzon Shemoy Kotun, the Kamasin Tov Kimbo, that's the law of the gathering of bones, going to be explained in Gemara Bakamet Avchetz, and later on, Sim Tov Kimbo, the Rainsir Kamsay Kodol, I see a great separation, Eshchar Gif, the Kvorim, because they're going to open the graves, Eshchashash, it's a good turn that things are going to mix together. That's why you distance in order that the catacombs should stand. They should not come. Then pull eight to fall. Doesn't give a measure six tefachim. Rather, whatever is going to be stable. But from the Goyen means a pygon, you need six tefachim. Can you ask more lamelo? Why did they mention this? So says, I think maybe a catacombs that's the case, but now people are not meticulous about this. So that was evidently only where there was a concern that they had to would have to open the graves, lock in its arms and gather bones. As Shechem Bismana says, posted in our day and age. But if there's enough room in the graveyard to have six gap, then they have to do that. Ches, ain't no slim shtei moisim zagab. They don't put two moisim one on top of each other. I feel bepsik offer, even if there's a separation of dirt. I feel rechem rosh, even their coffins. So bizoy lamur chamat is degrading to one which is below. You know, son, if you did this, coffin is only lishayfenu. We compel you to move the upper corpse. On nami yesh hesed b'nei mafarshi shdorim mutar. But there's a gap of six fachim of dirt. Then to missel. Chachishi rav haigong machkas antur. But since shin samakil, I ain't shom. Make a Russia until tzaddik, feel Russia chomer, it's Russia kai. Don't bury a Russia next to tzaddik, and you don't even bury a severe Russia next to a light Russia. Russia light. Bury a tzaddik, it's certainly not a benoni by an outstanding chosid. Of a covenant about tshuva, it's a tzaddik chomer. That's fascinating. Baal Tshuva can be buried by Tzadik Gomer. Chayin Shlaim, she was stoning himself that so the two people hated each other. Ein Gomer Yachad, you should not bury them together. Sha'af and Moisem, Ein Lam Lucha B'Yachad. Because then the buried Nebuch, they don't have peace together. Here's how it's interesting, because I think that if I recall correctly, Yaakov, Emdi, Rav Yonis, and Ivshitz are buried very close to each other. Okay, and they say that Rabbi Yaakov died, he died second, that he said when it was his time, Baruch Haba to Rabbi Yonah's son who came to Mulav him. So sometimes, as Shalom Boye B'Sufa, they do come in the end to reconcile. Here's what Rabbi Yonah Chosid, Shemekstan, is a mace, Eim Afkin Adavshi Yitaru Olav. There's the Tzavas Rabbi Chosid that when they're retired, the mates, they don't turn over the board on which they do the Tara. I'm not sure exactly what that means. But should certainly rose a mace lowly commits also we also have to see that the mace does not clasp his fingers. El that's supposed to be shot and fingers should be extended. Khan should do a mace to go by some should do so after him retire the mace should not be in the place of retire. Should buy his Pinegra Pesa, they should put him in the house opposite the door, the doorway, should certainly see him show from which they are have to remove him from there. Shin Samakimli, Mutzalif knows how mace me kibble kubmakamaka, can you remove a mace from his kever to bury him elsewhere? So I don't know what they do in Europe, because in Europe I think in most places today by law they have a certain lease on their graves, not a permanent I don't know if it's 99 years or something like that. But anyway, there are other places in the United States like New Orleans we have such regulations. They must have special exceptions for Jewish cemeteries. But anyway, I mean, Bushari Perak based the Moikotan, aim and finding as a mace by Thomas Mikever Mukhubad, the Kever Mukhubad. You don't move a mace or his bones, not from a distinguished grave to a distinguished grave, nor from a degrading grave to a degrading grave. But not even from a degrading grave to a distinguished grave. Certainly not from a distinguished grave to a degrading grave. This confusion is difficult for the mace. Milan Godam Shmuel Navi, who's waiting for Shmuel Navi, remember show said, "Lemme you guys, tiny lalos. Why have you upset me to bring me up?" Begomer. She's hard me adin. He's afraid because he must be judged, going to be judged. Similar davar, sign for this. So pasuk in Yov, Yoshati az yonuachli. By sleep, I'm in a state of rest. Kamkan never has to talk shalom to his own area. Kamkan anichu b'tov b'nei mishpachto. So you put him among members of his family. Mutar afilu mechul l'bazei. That's permitted even from distinguished place to a degrading place. Vishorev lo adam lo chetzim b'nei mishpachto. It's pleasant for a person to rest by the people of his family. Chayetazlo b'kev chutzar tzar tzisom mutar and to bring for chutzar tzar tzisom is permissible. See what it says. Chiperad maso amo. His land will atone for his nation. Tam said, for this reason, yesh nogim l'seisim of Eretz Yisrael b'kever, the people have caused to put a dirt from Eretz Yisrael in a kever, in chutz l'aretz Yisrael. Chei mashi medesh tanchum v'parshas v'yichi, ayin shom, seems that way in medesh. Pshit ni motzim v'sol k'il k'ovel k'ulas Yisrael, the Shabbat Adam, obviously, we're starting from a kever, which is not a kever Yisrael, to a kever Yisrael, to a Jewish graveyard, it's fine. Place which is not safeguarded. Makom shumar the place which is safeguarded. Chayitzim b'zeh it's similar. Should also the top of the mace do it for the benefit of the mace. Base kosher b'zeh by the shulchan see base aim alichim mace mi ir sheish bo kvachlis liachais. Don't take a mace from the city where there are grapes in another city. Again, chutzor it's ours and that's chutzor it's ours as well. Hashmir chasam makom rasavosa to the place where his forefathers are buried. Mitzivil alichim makom makom. If he direct them to remove him from place to place, mitzivil kosher base or he could direct them to bury them in his house. V'lo base akvachlis, not in the cemetery. Shaimin lo, we listen to him. So he takes seed of love, kadeh la'akil abos of my hair. You'll have to put lime on him in order that his flesh get break down quickly. L'chil ha'makom asher tziva and bring it to the place where he directed it. Kav shonu. Yesh kos adam she'im alichim v'chulei. The reason those say you don't take a mason place to place, she'll cover the mason k'furim kan. As the honor of the mason, we're buried here. That's a shock. Yeshua say, asked that as in came, tziva l'amutar. That's because why we command you to move it. Is it permissible if it's degrading to the mason remain there? But rather, the reason is that the corpse should not get ruined on the way and degraded. It's given the name Zichron Yosef. Finally, I'm astounded. About Korach, should see the cover of base of Loshak Tam Shiskakel. When he commanded the square buried home, obviously there's no issue that it's going to get ruined. And the corpse is going to get ruined. They cover Amesim. Because cover Amesim, and Kozak should see the mutter. So nevertheless, it's not covered in the mason to be buried elsewhere in the graveyard. Yet nevertheless, if you command to do so, it's mutzer. Even though it's agreeing to the other mason, he's not being buried with them. Kenochinam here too should see the kol mokam achav. If you command to bury him elsewhere, it should be that it's also case. Davk shonu simi atzmenu. Only to do it on our initiative. Having bizayin the mason, it's degrading to mason. Shemakan remain here. Shengel shosei apin to us. As opposed to when you do it according to his directive. Mashitivokain ainsim bizayin the mason shemakan. And when he read directly to do so, it's not degrading to the mason remaining here. Some issue is the time, is he must have some reason for this. Any person could do for himself by what he pleases. Either on the contrary, the news that the aim yesh chashash is kalka b'derech. If there's a concern that he will get, the corpse will get degraded along the way, finish the tzivah, even if you command to do so, and surely don't listen to him. If he doesn't have a tzatzim, the shim, sefer chasim, found even more, this is the name of sefer chasim. It was a certain person who directed his person to bring his corpse to the place of his forefathers. It was a time when there was great heat. The body would decompose inappropriately. The rule that he does not have to fulfill the directive of his father and Trump. Time Rakhmashim Bizoy Mason. The only issue involved is Bizoy of the Mason themselves. Brackets it says Rav Shard Lachain Kosu the Mutal Yitena Love See the Chulik Kedei Chaim Tzava also. This is possible that they wrote that's Mutal to put on him was lime in order to fulfill his directive. Five Sheish Eitzah Yish Chaim Tzava. So when there's a Eitzah, then you should fulfill the Tzava. Our main Eitzah and Chaim. But there's no way to do it properly. You should not fulfill the directive, even though he issued before he died. I believe that's it for today. Yes.